What's up, guys? Dabu7 back at you for another one. Taking a break here from chopping up a whole bunch of wood. But it looks like potentially this Biden regime could lead us into major war before Trump can even get into office. It looks like they're trying to push it that way for sure. It looks like one of their main excuses here is that North Korea is sending a ton of troops into Russia, thousands. And they're saying that those troops are engaging on the front line. Now, Biden has authorized the use of drone strikes and missile strikes deep within Russia. Just 2 months ago, Vladimir Putin came out and stated they will use nuclear weapons if the West rolls out its missiles and things of that nature. Now, you have to remember, there's a certain sequence of things that go down here in Ukraine when it comes to Western missiles and weapons. First off, all the major missile systems, you have to be trained just to fire them. So Putin knows that if those are being used, if they're being launched, then our troops are in there punching in the codes and doing everything that it takes to launch them. So therefore, NATO and Russia will be directly at war, per what Putin says. Now, Putin can make comments, Medvedev can make comments, Lavrov, all these different people out of Russia. One thing has been pretty clear, though. When the West decides to use missiles or drones deep within Russia, within Russia's border, that we're at major war. And things could escalate, man, way before Trump can get in there and try to fix anything. So this is a pretty major development here. We're going to have to see what happens. I mean, I don't expect them to wait long after getting the green light from Biden to start launching rounds. So that is the latest. Join me on the live stream, going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, talking about this in greater detail, in greater length. And just stay on the grind out there, y'all. Stay on the grind, making sure that you're on top of things for if something does pop off, you're ready. And Dabu7, much love.